Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt der Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Did it ever happen that your mother asked you to pick up bread from the grocery and you started playing on the street and you forgot to pick up the bread before the grocery closed? Well, that's human nature. There are certain things we get involved in, and once we get involved in it, we forget to do things we're supposed to do. Well, this is what Chazal were concerned about when they told us that there are certain things we don't want you to do prior to the time of Mincha. For example, Lo Yeshev Adam, a person should not sit down, Lifnei HaSaper, before the barber, Samach LeMincha, before the time of Mincha. Assuming that we are referring to Mincha Gedayla, which is the earliest time you can daven Mincha, which is a half hour after Chatzais, Chazal don't want you to sit down on that barber's chair, even at Chatzais, at midday. Although there are plenty of hours left to daven, we're scared. What happens if the barber's scissors break? Imagine this person's left with half a haircut. And it's time for Mincha. You think he's going to come into shul with half a haircut? Do you see the problem? Vayter zakta mishnah lo yikanes adam, a person should not enter lemerchatz, into a bathhouse. Because sometimes in the bathhouse, they used to heat up the water, and from the heat or from the smoke, a person could faint or feel weak. But lo leborsiki, nor in a tannery, that's a place where they would process skins. A person can walk into this place and see something isn't going good. He says, oh, stop the process, let me fix this. And he'll forget about davening. V'loy lecha, he shouldn't begin to eat, even if he's not about to eat a major suda. But, you know, even a minor suda can turn into a major suda. And you can forget to daven. V'loy ladin, you shouldn't judge when it's near the time of Mincha. Now the chiddush is, even though the Bezdin already heard the arguments, they only have to issue the final psak. Even this we shouldn't do when it's a half hour before the time of Mincha. However, in regard to these things, if you started, ain mafsikim, he doesn't have to stop. That's provided that we still estimate we have enough time to daven after we finish what we're doing. Zakta Mishnah Vaitrim, this isn't really connected to what we said before. This is referring to Talmidei Chachamim that were totally involved in their learning. Despite that, mafsikim, they have to stop. Likras Kriya Shema, they have to interrupt their learning to say Shema. Although the Ein Mafsikin Letfilah, they don't have to interrupt their learning for davening. Does this apply to us? No. It only applies to tzaddikim like Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his friends, that were Teirasanim Nasan. They were so involved in learning that we can't even imagine. That was their entire life in a way that we can't even understand. But for us, we can't reach that level of Limud HaTorah, so we have to stop to daven as well.